Susan Sweeney arrived in Buffalo from California 6 years ago.
I literally came here homeless.
Homeless, after years of moving from place to place.
Now she works for me.
She works for Pastor Reginald Kerr at the My Place Home Emergency Shelter for Women and Children on Genesee Street.
She was running all over the United States, running away, went through domestic violence, everything. Let's look at it.
Yes, look at her.
You've got quite a smile on your face right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, what do you have to be thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm grateful for just being alive.
And so it is for the women we talked with at the shelter.
Oh, my goodness, how old?
1 month old.
A month old baby girl, safe from hunger. Her mother, safe from the winter cold. A woman from Moldova in Eastern Europe. Safe from domestic violence.
Are you doing okay now? You feel better?
Yes.
We're going to be finding her own apartment soon.
And a woman from Congo relocated in Buffalo.
Is Congo safe now for people
like
you?
It's not safe. People die every day. Our family, they are not safe.
This is for the winter. So they come in the indoors and they play in here.
The man who created My Place Home Shelter was born in Greenville, North Carolina in 1950. His mom brought him to Buffalo as a young boy with a problem.
I was born deaf. I remember her taking me to Buffalo Hearing and Speech Center. When I was 4 years old, they gave me the surgery and put a hearing aid in my ear.
And he tells of having polio and surgeries, but most of all, he remembers this.
Being a child and not knowing anyone and had that southern accent, we were homeless.
Homeless like Susan Sweeney, like a woman named Carolyn, a refugee from Nigeria and her two daughters.
The first one is 15 and she's a special child, and the second one is 7. With the help of the shelter, the 7-year-old girl has gone to school right now.
Pastor Kerr remembers his tough times as a child new to Buffalo.
And we stayed in a little shelter, and the lady found us the house in that little alleyway. And the funny thing is, my mom used to tell me, you know, when you come in, if somebody's dead, step over them and come on in the house. So, and a couple of times it happened that way.
Over the years, Pastor Kerr grew into the ministry. He retired after working 38 years at Dunlop Tire. He traveled the world advocating for children's education and founded My Place Home Shelter for Women and Children in 2008.
Food Bank just called me and asked me why I wanted 50 turkeys. So I told him I want 50 turkeys so I can go door to door to the neighbors. I'm just not going to do anything happy Thanksgiving. Give it to them, go this one happy.
It makes them happy. And to many of the women and children at his shelter, Pastor Kerr has given new hope and ways of handling whatever lies ahead.
I'm looking forward to going to the University of Buffalo.
I'm just at the tip of the iceberg, you know, with what God has planned for me here.
Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.